Hello, this is my Advent diary for December the 17th, 2018. Today is Monday in the third week of Advent. This is a reading from the book of Isaiah. Bind up the testimony, seal the teaching among my disciples. I will wait for the Lord. I will hope in him. In a time of national distress, the most difficult thing to do is wait. We want action now. We want solutions now. We want to plan now. We want to feel secure now. We want decisive leaders now. We want our happy ending now. The situation in Jerusalem during the 8th century before the Common Era was precarious at best. I'm sure the rumor mill was rampant throughout the marketplace, the temple, and the king's palace. What would be done to stave off certain invasion? How would the citizenry be protected? What sort of strategy would be devised? Everyone knew the long odds for national survival. Everyone knew an invasion was just around the corner. In the absence of solid answers, people simply asked more and more desperate questions. What was Isaiah's strategy in the face of such uncertainty and unrest? Wait and hope. Doesn't sound much like a strategy, does it? I suppose the wisdom of such a strategy depends upon what it is that one is waiting for, and who it is that one is placing one's hope upon. But for Isaiah, waiting and hoping are not attitudes of passivity. Waiting and hoping are not euphemisms for doing nothing. Waiting and hoping are active stances of faithfulness. To occupy oneself with the testimony of the ancestors in the faith and to engage in the transmission of the teaching of the faith are vital forms of resistance, of subverting power that has become bloated with hubris. To be busy with such activities is not about being out of step or impractical or otherworldly. To the contrary, waiting and hoping, actions like these are ways in which the faithful live out a worldview that has a longer timeline than the rising and falling of empires. During this Advent season, when it seems as though all the news of our day is rife with panic and anxiety, perhaps the church could borrow a 2,800-year-old exhortation from Isaiah. Wait and hope. Waiting and hoping are not the stances of the fearful or powerless. Rather, waiting and hoping are ways of witnessing that we have heard the testimonies of the faithful across time. Waiting and hoping are the ways of witnessing to our children and our children's children that we have savored the teachings of the faith. Waiting and hoping are ways of witnessing that our confidence resides in the one who holds everything, including us, securely, until time shall be no more and beyond. Let us pray. Stir up your power, O Lord, and with great might come among us. And because we are sorely hindered by our sins, let your bountiful grace and mercy speedily help and deliver us. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, to whom with you and the Holy Spirit be honor and glory, now and forever. Amen.